In my younger days, I believed that celebrating Christmas was a sin. I wanted to let the Bible guide me in everything I did, and since I couldn't find any command in the Bible to keep Christmas, I concluded that keeping it must be a sin. Of course, it wasn't very good logic, and it kept me from enjoying one of the most meaningful and joyous celebrations of the year. After all, if we never did anything that isn't specifically commanded in the Bible, we wouldn't have Sunday school, children's church, English language Bibles, printing presses, public address systems, fire alarms, or charcoal grills. None of these are specifically commanded in the Bible. If we avoided everything not specifically commanded in the Bible, we'd have to avoid celebrating Thanksgiving Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, anniversaries, the dedication of a new church building, and even memorials for departed members of our congregations. When I look back on those days, I feel a little silly. I wanted to be faithful to God and to His Word, but I was interpreting it all wrong. The fact that the Bible doesn't command us to celebrate Christmas is not a valid argument against Christmas celebration. In fact, what is more worthy of celebration than the arrival of our Savior into this world? Through Jesus, Paul wrote in Colossians 1 verse 20, God reconciled the world to Himself. It was only fitting that at His birth, people who love God rejoiced in praise, and even angels praise God. In Luke 2 verses 10 to 14, an angel of God described the birth of Jesus as good tidings of great joy for all people. The shepherds celebrated at the birth of Jesus. The wise men celebrated. Certainly, Mary, Joseph, Elizabeth, and Zechariah celebrated. And the host of heaven celebrated. It is certainly in keeping with the message of Scripture for Christians to do so too. Of course, following the Apostle Paul's instruction in Romans 14, it is important that Christians respect one another's views on this subject and not judge one another. Neither those believers who celebrate the birth of Jesus, nor those who don't, are more righteous or more evil than the other. But it remains true that those who avoid any celebration of Jesus' birth are unnecessarily missing out on the opportunity to rejoice, give thanks, and praise God for the greatest gift of all time. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.